this episode. We hope it is a blessing. And welcome to Brethren in Devotion.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Brethren in Devotion. Today, it's been so good. You know, when the Lord comes and invades your place and teaches you things that are amazing or beyond your own understanding, it just changes you. And that is something that has been happening for the last few days. The Lord has come abruptly into my life to simply unveil himself before me in even a greater way. So this podcast is gonna be about just seeing him correctly and differently, and hopefully for him to reveal something else about him to us. So there is this small thing that happened to me. So I was just abiding in the secret place, and I enter into a vision, and I saw the fire of God. And what I saw in the fire is something very unique. We all know that God is consuming fire. So what I saw was the fire not consuming the tree in the story of Moses. So we know the story. Moses goes into the mountain and God reveals himself to him in the way of a burning bush. But the fire was not consuming the bush. The fire was just burning, but not consuming the bush, because God has separated that place as something holy, something that is his. And then we see that when Moses arrives, God tells him, take out your shoes, because the place where you are stepping in is a holy place. And it's not about the place, but who he was meeting in the place. The place was holy because Yahweh was there, and because Yahweh was revealing himself to Moses. That's what made the place holy. That's what the whole scenery meant. It's just to be in a place where he unveils before us. That is a holy place. And the way that Yahweh sees holy is not the same thing that we do. Because what makes a place or an encounter to be holy is that very presence of God that is there unveiling before us. So no matter if it is in our secret place, no matter if it is outside somewhere, through a miracle, through another person. But every time that Yahweh reveals himself to us or show us something different about himself, that becomes holy. So I'm seeing this scenery of the fire of God in the burning bush. And again, the fire is not consuming the tree or the bush. But very differently, in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, we see that the fire of God consumes the city because the city is wicked. And that is the example that we need to make sure we understand, that not only the consuming fire of God can consume something, but also if we are in a place that is considered holy because Yahweh is revealing himself to us, that same fire that can consume a city will not consume us. And what the Lord has been trying to teach me is the essence of the fire of God. Why the fire of God can consume some things and others just preserve it. Is that essence of what the Lord is doing in our lives. Because we all know that we are constantly burning when we are in this devotional lifestyle with Jesus. But what is important is not the fire, but the one that is being revealed through the fire. And I just love the way that Yahweh sometimes comes to us and He stops everything that we're doing and changes for an instant. Because at the end, it's not about what we can learn through our logic or experiences, but what we can behold in stillness before Him. So I believe that the Lord is calling us to be immersed in Him, to be inside this fire. Because what is important about the fire of God is that it is the same fire that consumed the city and the same fire that is not consuming the bush. It is the same fire of God. But the difference is, how are we positioned before this fire? So are we immersed in Christ Jesus in the way that this fire will not consume us, because we are in Him and that protects us from it consuming our souls? Or are we entered into this place where the fire will consume us, which will become hell? Because I think the Lord is trying to re-identify a lot of things in our lives. In my life, personally, He has redefined what heaven is, which is not about a place, but about Him being present. So whatever God is present is heaven. That's why He taught us to pray on earth as it is in heaven. Because it's not about a specific place or a physical place, it's about Him being present in our lives. So whatever He is present, even if it is in a place where we are expecting Him or not, that becomes heaven on earth. For us to manifest His kingdom is not about a place either, because the kingdom is at hand and it is within, and it's not about a physical place, but about the person of Christ. If we can project our King, that is what makes the kingdom tangible for people to see. So as we go into the re-identification of the many things that the Lord wants to show us, all these things will become holy, perfect, and unveiled properly through the Spirit of God. Having said that, whatever place God is not present, that is where hell manifests. Because again, hell is not a place, but is whatever God is not. Whatever the presence of Jesus is not present, it will feel like hell. And when His fire manifests in a place where it feels like hell because it's not there, it will consume it. Again, it's not about a specific place, but the position that we are in. So either we are in Christ Jesus and His fire will not consume us like it did with the bush, like it happens constantly in our hearts, or are we in a place where Jesus is not present and therefore that same fire feels like a judgment? But it's not a place, is God not being present in that moment? So I felt like this is so pivotal in the way that we see Jesus and the way that we value life. Because again, I believe the Lord is trying to bring us into a place hidden in Him where we understand the things of heaven that are hidden inside of His person. We cannot experience heaven without Him being present. There's no such place of a paradise without Him. What made the garden in the beginning a paradise was Yahweh coming every single day to make that place a perfect place. And it was not about the place. It was not about what was created in the place. But it was about the communion between Him and Adam. And I believe the Lord is giving us this unique approach into understanding things through Him being present that would actually allow us to position ourselves in a place where the Lord can start unveiling the deep things that the Lord has for us. But understanding that these deep things are not something that is outside of Him, but are within Him, it will let us understand that the focus will always be Jesus Christ. He is the only focus that we need to have in our lives. Therefore, everything that is below Him, we have to allow, we'll have to align into that reality. And I feel in these past few days, I've received this unique approach where I have positioned myself into a place to say, Lord, whatever it looks like and whatever it feels like, just come the way you want to come to me. And this has changed not only my perspective about Jesus, but also the way that He comes and goes in my life. Because it's the way that we are always aware of Him that would allow us to live a life of intimacy inside of Him. Because it's not about us or what we decide to do. It's about what is already in His heart and how we allow it to manifest around us. So I'm just very stirred this morning to share the magnificent things that the Lord is doing and to hopefully help people to understand that the Lord is trying to communicate what is in His heart. And what it is in His heart is to commune with us, to have fellowship with us, to have another day with us in a way that we enjoy each other, in the way that we simply come to Him and He comes to us freely, where the sense of time, space, or the physical laws that we abide to are not relevant, where we can be here in this place and at the same time be in heaven, where He can just talk from His throne and we receive it as He is whispering into our ears. So this whole thing of viewing things differently will help us position ourselves in a place where most of the questions that we have had for all the years that we have been immersed into the lifestyle of following Jesus will be answered. But again, it's not about what we can do physically, but how we position ourselves spiritually to let the very essence of God, His very fire, to judge us. And I love that Apostle Damon Thompson has been teaching us what judgment is, which is not the way that we usually see judgment in our country, which is a judge sitting in a room and declaring a final judgment over our lives, but about a God that through His judgment, through His essence of light, judges the darkness that is around us. And whatever hinder us from our relationship with Yahweh, and whatever hinder us from having that relationship with Him, that is what He's coming to judge. So after Damon taught us that, it helped me to understand many things. And it helped me enter even deeply in my knowledge of God. Because I believe that the foundation that He's doing in our lives is to re-identify the things that are around us, to make us enjoy Him and be in Him. And this is what it's all about. It's about how we perceive Him and how we know Him deeply in such a way that we don't let even our own judgments and knowledge to hinder Him from unveiling Himself before us. For me, this has been a journey of coming back into what I did on my first year of devotion, which is separate myself for Him. But now, with every experience that has happened in my life, it has become more about just abiding in Him. But I believe that shutting down everything else, even the promises that He has put in my life, even the things that He has asked me to do for Him, just to reevaluate those things in Him, will allow us to value what is important, which is not what He has promised, but Him. And that can never be out of what we are thinking and what we are enjoying. But if we can abide in Him and value Him more than what He has promised or what He has said that it will happen, then we are winning. So this is just a short podcast that I wanted to do to explain the fire of God and how we can re-identify what the consuming fire of God does. Which again, the fire of God will always be consuming. But when we are in Him, His fire will consume us to preserve us for Him. And will also judge whatever is not from Him and consume it out of our lives. The fire of God is what purifies us, and as we keep burning for Him, it will keep securing our lives as He is separating us from everything else, so we can stay in that position of holy communion and devotion to Him. So I just pray over everybody that you can enjoy the fire of God, that you can let it consume everything that is not His out of your life, and that help us view Jesus properly, that help us to go even deeper into the knowledge of who He is and what He wants to do through us. So I bless you all, and I see you in the next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Brethren in Devotion. If you would like to support this podcast, please go to facebook.com/brethreninDevotion.